You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, Browns fans, join the 100,000-plus fans in the official Cleveland Browns fan club, the Browns backers worldwide. It's free to join the biggest organized fan club in all of sports. It includes team shop discounts, special event invitations, exclusive VIP experiences, you name it, it's got it. To join, visit brownsbackers.org. Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura closing out this Football Friday edition, and a busy one of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We have covered a lot of ground today, my brother.
We have covered a lot of ground today. I think it's been good, and I always urge people, you know, it's tough to get to sit down at this time of day and listen 2 hours straight. If you miss something, and we've had some good interviews today, Doug Deacon, Daniel Jeremiah, Billy Cundiff has been with us, and we also covered and talked about the Ohio State University Pro Day earlier with Doug Lemarice. So if you miss those, you can always get them on the app. It's another great reason to download the Browns app or at clevelandbrowns.com. You can get those after the fact, which is always a good thing to do.
It's a great thing to do. But to summarize a little bit, I think yes. It was great to have Daniel Jeremiah clear up the fact that because there was the key was the timing of what he said he was told. And what he said he was told, he made quite clear now, was by the previous administration, which I think does get tossed out the window in a great regard. Even though Ray Farmer was part of that administration, I think you'd be really taking a big leap of faith to say he would stick true to a plan that, say, Joe Banner and Michael Lombardi were all about, to say that there was the smokescreen for Johnny Manziel and then to go down and get Derek Carr. I'm not saying they wouldn't do that, but I'm not 1,000% sure that that's what it means now, but we'll see. Another little bit of housekeeping. I had a chance to talk with Gil Brandt yesterday. It was after the show, and there was a lot of discussion over a tweet that he had and all this buzz about Bill Parcells and being a courtesy consultant to the Browns, on and on and on. And I first of all, there was the Browns organization from Zach Gilbert, who heads up media relations, director of media relations, saying that it was not the case, not true, and separated that from the other tweet discussion about Parcells talking with Teddy Bridgewater, that had some direct connection with the Browns. Now, I talked with Gil after the show, and he had told me that, number one, he was upset with NFL Network for putting together a piece that effectively said this was an official thing, because he said they should have talked with me. He said the writer of that piece did not. He also told me that the reference to Parcells talking with Teddy Bridgewater for whatever it was, 4 hours, was definitely something, and he tweeted that took place. He said it was as much for Bridgewater picking the brain of Parcells as it was Parcells talking with Bridgewater. He positioned it much more of a download for Bridgewater to ask questions about contracts and all the things that go on, the details of being an NFL player and what to expect for being perhaps a top upper echelon pick in the draft, and that Parcells' wisdom and experience was all part and parcel to that. And also, the Browns aren't the only team with whom Parcells communicates. He's got a few other people that he knows quite well that ask him for his advice. He's kind of, I would call him probably someone who is just the general counsel for a lot of people. I don't know that he has any official, he doesn't with the Browns, again, according to Zach Gilbert, any official status with the Browns as an official advisor to Jimmy Haslam, but it would be pretty naive to think that he doesn't talk with more owners than Jimmy Haslam, and that's the feedback I got from Gilbrandt.
And it's good. It's a little bit of a clarification Friday. And also wanted to keep you again. It's a little news from around the league. Chad Henne re-signed with the Jaguars today for 2 years. The Colts are apparently not close to a deal with cornerback Vontae Davis. And the Ravens are apparently not close to a deal with tackle Eugene Monroe either. The part about the Jags that's interesting is now a source tells the Florida Times Union that the Jags are unlikely to use a first-round pick on a quarterback after re-signing Henne to a 2-year contract on Friday. Again, depending on which quarterback you like, that increases the chance, potentially, that the Browns would be able to get that quarterback at number 4. For me, it's Teddy. For Notorious, it is Blake Bortles. Vic, I got a good question here on Twitter I wanted to get your take on.
Sure.
At GoldenMain02 says, why didn't the Browns shop to Quell instead of just releasing him? Clearly, he was a hot commodity, because we know he signed a pretty pricey deal with the Colts and reportedly turned down an even more lucrative deal to sign with the Colts.
Yeah, you know, I think that's very, very interesting, number one. And, you know, to turn down a more lucrative deal to sign there tells me that all of the discussion regarding his trust in Rob Chudzinski, the fact that Rob was there, the fact that he felt better about making, I mean, for him, this is the first change of NFL address, right, after a long time. And I think having somebody in whom he trusted played into maybe his thinking, too, about having a little more of an edge, the trust that Rob would have from the head coach, Chuck Pagano, all of that maybe working in his favor. Even though Rob's on the offensive side of the ball, he was the head coach of this Browns team for that one season, and he has a history with DeQuell. DeQuell obviously values that.
Do you think, though, that there could have been potentially a trade market for him? Or I get my sense of it is if a team gets wind of the fact that this is possible, that they're not going to then pony anything up.
I would say that the trade market would have been very slim for him because of his age, because of all the reasons that made him vulnerable enough to be cut. 30 years old,
right.
8 years in the league. If you really studied tape, you wouldn't see the great coverage that you need to see, some steps lost. Yes, an aggressive tackler, a guy, you know, makes a lot of plays. But I think for his sake, I don't think this was a deal where the Browns were going to get a lot in return, number one. And number two, they did him a solid. They allowed him to go and fetch a really good deal that, and God bless him for getting it.
Yeah, they did do him a solid, and I guarantee they explored those trade possibilities if they were out there. One interesting bit of the feedback we got today on Alex Mack. Typically, you know, some people don't love the kind of change in his tune, but I would say for the most part, it seems that we have a pretty understanding audience here on Cleveland Browns Daily that, you know, understands why he wants to go out there and at least see what's out there. But certainly the hope is that ultimately it's just to see what's out there and come on back home to the Cleveland Browns.
We'll see how that all works out. It's been quite a week in good stuff and great stuff today. Enjoyed visiting with Billy Cundiff. Interesting answers to that longer extra point talk. And
he was good.
Just his enthusiasm about wanting to stay with the Browns. That message came through loud and clear. So we thank him. We thank Doug Lemaurice of Cleveland.com. We thank Daniel Jeremiah of NFL Network. We thank Doug Deacon of the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. We thank Megan Rock for tweeting throughout the show and putting together the Browns Daily Wrap that will be posted on ClevelandBrowns.com later today. We thank Jason Gibbs, our spectacular producer, for all the work he did, not only today, throughout the week, throughout the time we've been working. And we're going to do it even much better when we get together on Monday. Have a great weekend. For Nathan Zagura, I'm Vic Carucci saying we'll talk to you again on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Have a great weekend, everybody.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.